Welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest today on HCM Cloud Talk Radio is Heather Hagedorn, Oracle Senior Product Manager. Heather's been with Oracle for over 7 years, and she joined Oracle as part of the Taleo acquisition and was with Taleo for over 5 years. She's an experienced HCM professional with nearly 20 years of experience in human capital management industry and is currently working as an HCM Senior Product Strategy Manager for Oracle. In her current role, Heather is the lead for Cloud Customer Connect, where she moderates and develops community content, manages design changes, develops and runs promotional activities to ensure customer awareness, organizes all HCM Cloud webinar events, and provides information back to Oracle regarding community activities. Welcome to the show, Heather. It's great to have you here with us today.
Thank you. I'm excited to ensure that we help promote our community even further. So thank you for having me.
Great. So, Heather, we always mention Cloud Customer Connect here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. So I thought it would be great to do a show specifically on Cloud Customer Connect. And it seems natural to start off with the obvious question. What is Oracle Cloud Customer Connect?
So what it is, it's a community gathering place for all of our members to interact and collaborate on common goals and objectives. So it brings our customers, our employees, our partners all over the world together where they can, again, collaborate, ask questions, share ideas, experiences, and recommended practices.
Great. So who can become a member of Cloud Customer Connect?
Really, anyone can become a member. There are certain areas on the community that it does require being a licensed Oracle Applications Cloud customer. So, for example, when you navigate to some of the HCM pages, like access to our human resources forum pages on the community does require an HCM Cloud license. So there are some limitations, but anyone can become a member. And again, that includes Oracle partners and employees can sign up as well.
All right. So what can members do in the community? And can you talk about the benefits of being a member?
Yeah, absolutely. So members can use like our discussion forums to pose questions and help one another resolve issues and explore business processes. So that's one thing that a member can do. Also, members can attend events. We have a variety of live events, most of which are all free, so they can be the first to know about upcoming new release functionality, again, solution best practices, tips and tricks in terms of how to get the most out of their HCM Cloud solution, and again, just much more. Also, it's a one-stop shop, so members can access our release materials and our documentation right within the community. Again, last but not least, members can contribute their ideas on our Idea Labs. So this really helps us make sure that our applications are the best that they can be and allows our members to be part of the innovation process.
Okay, so which portfolios are represented in the Cloud Customer Connect?
Well, the good thing, again, we basically have the majority of portfolios in the Oracle Application Cloud covered in the community. And this includes, again, HCM, which has all of our applications. So we have forums for every single application, core HR, talent management, payroll, comp, et cetera. So we've got, again, all the products that fall underneath the HCM suite. Now, the beauty of this, too, you know, for a lot of our customers, we know that they own multiple cloud applications, and those are also on the community. So if a customer is also an ERP customer, you know, either financials, procurement, they can navigate to those areas and utilize those forums and Idea Labs as well. So we have ERP, sales and incentive comp, we've got common technologies, financials. It really covers most of our portfolios, again, in the Oracle Cloud Application Suite.
Okay, so why was Cloud Customer Connect established?
So it was back in 2012 that we initiated the community. We put this in place because we heard from our customers that they wanted a place to collaborate with other customers as well as, you know, Oracle employees. So this gave them a place where they could come together, again, share ideas, share experiences, things in that nature. So we built it back in 2012, and it's been really highly successful since.
Great. So who was Cloud Customer Connect created for?
Really, mainly, you know, our target audience is Oracle Cloud customers. So any customer that has licensed, again, any of the core, Oracle Cloud applications. That being said, again, we allow our partners out there. They contribute a lot of good content as well. They aid in a lot of the discussions that occur on our dialogue boards. And again, you know, our target audience is also including Oracle employees. They participate within the community as well, providing a lot of responses back to our members within our dialogue boards as well as our Idea Lab. So our target audience, really, we're looking to ensure that our cloud customers are truly aware of the community and know how to join. Again, they can do that, but basically navigating out to Oracle community. So target audience, again, Oracle Cloud customers, and we hope to see even more join in after this podcast.
Great. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the key features that Cloud Customer Connect provides?
Yeah, I mentioned really quickly the discussion forums, and that's really a key feature for us. It's a place where customers can go, again, and ask questions and share experiences and look for content. So let's say you're a customer and you are looking to utilize the solution maybe for onboarding within your organization. You can go out there and figure out what other customers have done to utilize the application in that, you know, for that particular process. So it gives customers an opportunity, again, to benchmark against others like them as well as with our partners and Oracle. So the key feature really, you know, one of them is the discussion forums. Now, another one that we've talked briefly about are our Idea Lab. So this, again, is a huge feature of the community. It really is the one place, you know, where members can come in and share their ideas with Oracle regarding, you know, what they want to see in the product. In addition to that, they can vote on these ideas. They can have conversations around these ideas. So, again, it's a huge component of the community. It really is an area where, again, customers should be involved with so that basically they can be a part of the innovation process. Now, last but not least, I think another real key component of the community is the events. You know, we work really hard to ensure we have a significant amount of events each month. They are live events, but they are also recorded so that customers can go back and listen at any time. And these events can really, you know, cover a lot of different things. It can be anything from an office hour to product information. Again, we try to have a lot of different types of events out there so our customers are just staying informed.
Yeah, and I have to say, I think most guests that we have on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, they've probably done an event on Cloud Customer Connect, and I know we talk a lot and promote a lot of the events that are out there on Cloud Customer Connect. So definitely a key feature. Are you able to share any statistics on membership numbers, or is that taboo, or are you able to do that?
No, I'm glad to do that. In fact, we're really proud of it. As of today, for the entire community that, again, covers the majority of our cloud applications, we have over 157,000 members. I think that's really phenomenal. It's growing each month. We see substantial growth. And just for HCM, we have over 38,000 members that represent over 5,400 companies. And again, this is globally. It's a global community that represents all of our customers, partners, and employees.
That's an impressive number. So congratulations on that. How about statistics on the actual activity level? Are you able to share those as well?
Yes, certainly. And again, this is an area where we see growth each month. In fact, one of the things that we look at is kind of more of a year-over-year comparison. You know, how is our community growing? Or is it growing? Is it thriving? Again, we look at these numbers to ensure that we are doing, or Oracle is doing, the right things for the community to make sure we're getting the right content out there, the right information to customers. If it's not being used, then we know that we're doing something wrong. However, again, that being said, we see basically, you know, year over year, over 100% growth in activity. You know, right now, basically what we're seeing is over, you know, 400,000 page views every month and over 100,000 visits each month to the community as well. So again, this activity continues to grow, and I think that's pretty sizable numbers. So we are very happy to see this. But again, we also welcome feedback, right? We want to ensure that it's the best community out there for our customers and our partners. There's a opportunity on the community where people can go into and click on kind of feedback and provide us feedback. You know, let us know if there's things that aren't on the community that we need to add, or an event that we haven't done that we should be doing. So that's a little bit on the activity level, but we're always looking and open to feedback in terms of how we can make it better.
Great. Now, previously you mentioned how members can provide ideas for new HCM features and functionality on Cloud Customer Connect. Can you tell our listeners a little more where they can go to provide those suggestions?
Yeah, you're right. We talked about the Idea Lab a little bit earlier, and basically once you're in the community, there is an area called our Idea Labs, and again, this is where customers can come in and submit and comment on ideas. They collaborate with development, vote on their favorite, and just to kind of, you know, share with everyone, there are a lot of factors that go into planning our releases, and for our customers, participating in the Idea Lab is probably the most simplest and direct way to share an idea back with us and really to have it openly discussed and voted on by other customers. So I highly encourage customers, if they have a good idea, absolutely go out there and put it in the Idea Lab and let people start to have conversations and vote on it. And again, this is something that we're keeping an eye on internally to kind of get a sense of, you know, what is the traction for certain product suggestions.
Great. So maybe we can go into a little more detail here. So after a customer creates an idea in the Ideas Lab, can you talk about what happens next?
Yeah, great question. I think, and again, that's very commonly asked. Customers are very curious. You know, now that my idea is submitted, now what? I think one thing just to kind of note too that I've seen is that once an idea is submitted, there's often a lot of just even conversation about the idea itself. For example, a customer might have a suggestion for our product based on a business requirement that they are not sure how to configure in the solution or do within the solution. And often there's other customers that have experienced that, and they'll kind of share their story to say, hey, this is how I solved this. So after an idea is created, it allows for conversation, I'd say, first and foremost. And there's oftentimes development might say, hey, can you tell me more about this idea? So basically after it's created, it's kind of open, right? So that other customers can provide advice and suggestions on how it can be maybe possibly resolved.
Okay, great. So once a customer provides an idea and it gets voted on, how does Oracle Product Management review these ideas that were submitted through the Ideas Lab?
What we do is it's kind of a periodic review. So our development team obviously has access to look at ideas at any point in time, and we kind of prioritize and respond to ideas for those that have what we call strong endorsement, and that's indicated really by votes and comments. One thing to note, though, for Oracle HCM, you know, one thing to keep in mind for customers, we only accept one vote per customer, so that's kind of, again, what we do when we start to look at ideas in terms of the number of votes. It's kind of, you know, what customers are voting on this and really kind of accepting one vote per customer as we start to prioritize and kind of rank ideas, so to speak. We also might ask for additional information. As I noted before, you know, there might be some clarity that we need around an idea as we start to review these. We do take into account the overall popularity of an idea, or Oracle Development takes into account that popularity, but it doesn't guarantee an idea is going to be prioritized on our roadmap. We do deliver ideas with varying level of votes. So that is something as well to kind of take note. I mean, sometimes you'll see an idea will be marked as delivered. We do status our ideas, and it might be delivered but have fewer votes. Again, it doesn't necessarily mean if an idea has the most votes that it's going to be delivered immediately. So again, we take in consideration member interest, complexity, resources, market trends, alignment with our vision, and really prioritization with other products. So Oracle does go through and review ideas. We also provide status updates regarding ideas, and all this information can be found on the community. We have a whole area where it talks about our community guidelines and status information, but we do this very purposely in that we want to provide information back to our customers that are submitting ideas to give them information about how their idea is progressing.
Great. And I guess so for everyone listening, you get your ideas out there, and for others, vote on those ideas, because that's how you get the ideas noticed. So please do that. Now I want to go back to events for a minute. What type of events are offered on the community, and is there a cost for a member to attend an event?
Yeah. For most of our events, there is not a cost. All the webinars that we do, and there really is not a cost for. If there was any cost, there's a few times where we might advertise an upcoming conference. So, for example, Open World, that's kind of our next big conference. That's a live event, and I think there are costs associated with it. However, again, that being said, the webinars that we offer, these are basically free events. And everyone, again, that's why I want to make sure people are aware. I think, you know, I want to make sure people are aware because they should take advantage of these free events. For HCM, we do have reoccurring events each month. Like, for example, product updates is one of our reoccurring series. And so every month we feature one or two applications within the HCM suite that we talk about in terms of, you know, what's going on with that application. So, for example, let's use payroll. So for payroll, you know, our product strategy members, product management members would come to that live event, provide an update saying, hey, here's what's in the current release, here's what's kind of coming in the future release, and here's a little bit of information about our investment plan for payroll going forward. So that's just one of the reoccurring series. We also have other reoccurring events such as office hours. We do these for reporting. We do this for integration, HR help desk, and a few others. Newsfeed, that's a big one. You know, we've got this great series of office hours for the new newsfeed user experience. And again, people can come and ask questions directly to Oracle product development strategy and experts to get their questions answered live. So I absolutely encourage people to check out these office hours. They're great events for people to, for our customers to get their questions answered. And we pepper in a lot of other types of events during the month as well. It could be a customer coming to share their story. Again, it could be a unique business requirement that they solved. It could be just a showcase in general in terms of how they're using a particular component of the HCM application. We have series on thought leadership. So there's, again, a sprinkling of different types of events. And these really are free webinar events that anyone can attend.
And I have to say, I really enjoy the events, and I know that a lot of, like I said, a lot of our guests that are here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio are actually participating in those events. So would agree and highly encourage our customers to tune into those events.
And I should say, even our HCM podcasts, right, the talk radio show, we make sure that we have information about this series on our community too. We want to ensure, you know, this is a great series as well that offers a lot of information to our customers.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. So how can our customers stay informed about upcoming events on Cloud Customer Connect so we can make sure they attend?
Yeah. Once a customer is registered, each week there are email communications that go out to all our community members that inform them of upcoming events. So it's really important that you just simply register to be a community member. And also, once you're registered, you can subscribe to get email notifications to certain areas on the community. And what I always recommend to our customers, hey, if you're going to subscribe, subscribe to the event pages that you want to stay informed on. And again, you're not going to be inundated with a lot of spam. We don't have, you know, 100 events a month, but we have, you know, 10 to 15. And it'll just give you a heads up of what's coming, and that way you can add it to your calendar. And again, if you can't attend, if anything, you're going to get an email communication coming out to you that's just going to let you know about the event and give you access to the replay so that you can listen to the recording, you know, at your leisure. So that's probably the best way to kind of stay informed about our different events.
And I'll let you know that I've subscribed and I get those emails. Very happy to get them. So thank you.
Fantastic.
So do you have any tips pertaining to the forums for our listeners?
Oh, I do. So one, you know, we talk about forums in terms of they're organized by product area. And that's really true across the entire community. So, for example, in HCM, we have forums for, you know, a global HR, workforce rewards, workforce management. And again, it's really product centric. However, that being said, we kind of have some separate forums that are really good that I think, customers should not miss. And this includes a forum that we have called our HCM Report Sharing Center. And this area is where customers can get access to sample reports that are posted out there. And we have today over 250 sample reports. And what customers can do with these sample reports is they can actually download these and install them into their own environment in just in a few minutes, and it's all free. So this is, again, these are reports that aren't delivered with a solution, but again, reports that have been developed. All they have to do is take a moment, go out there, and they find one of interest, download it, and install it into their environment. So that's one forum. I think it's worth checking out. In fact, I was just looking at some of our metrics from the past month, and for the entire community, the HCM reporting area was one of our top 10 pages on the community. And we have a lot of pages on the community, but that was one of the top 10. So it's really exciting to see the traction there, and I'm glad there's also awareness there too. One other forum too that might be worth referencing, we do have a reporting and analytic, just again, forum in itself where members and customers can pose questions and they're highly responsive. But we have reporting forums for all our different areas. And again, I'd recommend people just really checking these out. These are probably some of the hotter ones that customers might not know about. And it's different than our product-centric forums, but definitely shouldn't be missed. So that's what I'd recommend. Your second stop when you go into the community should be maybe one of those pages.
Great recommendations. Thank you for those. So now that we've been through everything on Cloud Customer Connect, where can our listeners go to learn more about the Cloud Customer Connect community?
Yeah, I'd recommend they just simply navigate out to cloud.oracle.com/community, and they can learn more here and also register. Again, it's free. There's no cost to join. There's no limit to the number of people from a company that can join. And on that page, there's, links to community videos and that will get you in more information about the community itself. So I think that's really your first stop is just to go out to the community. Register, again, it's free, and you can learn a lot more just on our homepage.
Great. Thanks, Heather. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks for joining us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio and for giving our listeners detailed information on Cloud Customer Connect.
Yeah, again, really appreciate you having me.
Thank you. So please make sure to check out Cloud Customer Connect and become a member if you haven't done so already. And you can reach Cloud Customer Connect, as Heather mentioned, by going to cloud.oracle.com/community. And if you'd like to learn more about the community and the benefits of being a member, please check out the overview video by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2Kf, lowercase q, uppercase W, uppercase H. And don't forget to check out the reporting and analytics for HCM Cloud Forum, also, which Heather mentioned, which you can get to by going to the URL, cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com/resources/d4867f8/summary. And members can use this forum to pose reporting questions, connect with experts, and share thoughts and ideas related to the HR cloud. And lastly, as Heather also mentioned, please visit the HCM Cloud Talk Radio page on Cloud Customer Connect by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/33C(T)(T)(X)O. And you can find all the previously published HCM Cloud Talk Radio shows there. We enjoy hearing from our listeners, so if you have any questions about the show today, please let us know by sending an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com. You can also send comments or ideas and suggestions for topics you'd like to hear on future shows to the same email address. Thank you for your interest in Oracle's Cloud Customer Connect. We hope you found the content we provided on the show today helpful and relevant to your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk radio show. Until then, take care.